the Amplified translation. And let me also read about how he nailed, how God nailed. I want to read it out the Amplified before I go and read that. It says, heaven, when we were talking about the cross and its power, it says, heaven canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting note with its that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way by nailing it to this cross. He said, he took that and nailed it to the cross. The cross, the death, the blood Jesus shed, all our sins and things, he was able to nail it to the cross. It satisfied God. He said, I'm satisfied. Praise God, I'm satisfied, and y'all can come on in and just have fellowship with me, and you can be identified with me. Okay, in Colossians, the third chapter said, and then if you have been raised with Christ, I'm reading this at the Amplified, to a new life. See, the resurrection gave you a new life. Thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, aim and seek the rich and eternal treasures that are above, for Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He said, set your mind and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. And we live in a world that tries to keep your attention, your mind, on earthly things. The news, it'll run all day long. I mean, I hear Christian talk about, oh, I'm just afraid of Corona, this and that, and because the world is trying to keep your mind off of the things that are above. Here in the third chapter of Colossians, he said, but you are dead in Christ, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And the second verse says, set your affection on things above and not on the earth. Put your eyes on things of the book. And he said, keep it there. He said, keep your mind there. In another place in Romans, he said, renew your mind. Keep your mind there. But if you don't, the world is pulling for your mind. Just like Paul is pulling, trying to get your mind. Just, he says, keep it set there. Keep it there. The world is trying to get your mind too, so you can be conformed to this world. But Paul said, if you would keep your mind set on things above, if you keep your mind on it, he said, you will be not only transformed, you'll be transfigured. You'll be changed. So the resurrection. Okay, I'm watching my time. I'm way out of time, but the resurrection is so important. Next week, we're going to talk about, we're going from the cross to the throne. Next week, I'll talk about the throne. But, and I may finish up the resurrection some, because I still didn't get into it like I really wanted to. But, it's just so important that we live the life that was given to us. We get the same life that Jesus get. Nothing different. The enemy takes our mind and tries to make you think you got a different life. Paul encouraged us in Colossians, keep your mind set on what, on higher things, not on things that are on the earth. Don't stay so earthly, you know. You know, I hear people say, even pastors, you know, may say sometimes you're so heavenly minded, you know, earthly good. true. If you're heavenly minded, you're going to be good on earth.
Amen.
You're going to do good on earth.
Amen.
Paul said, you keep your mind set there. Don't let the enemy take your mind and make you like the world. Conform to this world. But be transformed, transfigured, trained, changed. Mm-hmm. So you can live the resurrected life. It's so, like I said, it's so important that we get a revelation of the cross, because the cross, everything is birthed through that. All through Paul's epistle, he's gonna be teaching you about the cross, the resurrection, and where we are seated at now. So if you get a good understanding that there was no defeat at the cross. I heard when Pastor this morning was talking about God left our sins in the tomb. I said, Jesus! The fivefold ministry that was supposed to be perfecting the church, they don't have it right. You're on TV teaching this kind of stuff. That he left it in the tomb. But God said he nailed it to the cross. It's blotted out. It's like you never done it before. And you say, well, Sister Mary, what happened if I sin now? He said, you got an advocate. You got someone you can still go to that know all that took place at the cross. And you repent and he forgives you for it. But our sins that kept us from fellowship and relationship from God, it was paid for at the cross. That's legal. We have it legally at the cross. God in Colossians said, hey, I took and nailed it to the cross. Just like they were nailed to the cross of Jesus, that he was being tried because he said he was the king of the Jews. I said, I nailed all this stuff at the cross. It was nailed there. Colossians said it was nailed there. By God. And the devil said, if I had known that the cross had that much power, I would not have killed him. If I had known what God was doing. So he does everything to try to keep a people from knowing the power of the cross and the power of your resurrection. All those things are powerful. Now we can come into intimacy with the Father and not only fellowship, but it brings so many other things. But we got to identify with it. Identification is one of our key things that I wanted to bring us into. Okay, I'm way over my time, so let's go to communion. I hope everybody have their communion. I hope they didn't forget, because, see, this is still the victory that Jesus got for us.
Amen.
At the cross. Praise God. So let's set our minds. Let's get our minds set. Don't let the world, news, whatever news it is, take it off. And people will try to take your mind off. Mm-hmm. Somebody was trying to tell me everything. I said, shut up. I don't want to hear it. Because my mind is set. And Paul said, keep that mindset. See, you setting it is your responsibility. Paul said, that's your responsibility that has set it. Just like, you know, you may hear something on a radio station and you may not like what you hear. So you set it to another radio station. So keep it set. Keep it set on things above.
That's right.
Okay, let's hold the bread up. Let's Father, as we come to you, this table that you have prepared, we thank you that you prepared it in the presence of our enemy. We hold up this bread unto you, Lord. We thank you that you are that bread that came down from heaven. You are our healing, God. You said by your stripes we are healed, God.
Amen.
You were wounded on the cross by God.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body brought to us healing. By your stripes we are healed. And as we eat this bread, we eat it knowing that we are healed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let's eat. Now, Father, as we hold up the cup of blessing, hold your cup up. I call it the cup of blessing because it's the blood cup. It's the cup that the Lord prepared for us, the new covenant, where all our blessings, where all our promises had blood on it, because it's a blood covenant.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And as we take this meal, Lord, we're so thankful for your blood.
Amen.
That provided so much for us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for your blood that gave us the victory, that brought us back into fellowship with God, that we can call him our Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And as we hold this cup up, your many blessings, your blessing, we thank you for the covenant of prosperity, the covenant of protection, and the covenant of physician.
Amen.
And Lord, as we drink to all those things today, we thank you. Let us drink.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise God for that meal. And on that note, we're going to end our class today, and I want to encourage you to live that resurrected life, that same life that Jesus, we don't get nothing no different. Ephesians told us the kind of life that he got, and I go, whoa, I like that life.
Amen.
We get that same kind of life. Hallelujah. Okay, y'all have a good evening. God bless you. And thank you again for getting online.
Amen.
Say bye to every one of you. Apostle, do a dismissal prayer for us.
Dear Lord, I thank you for this word. I thank you for resurrection life. I thank you that we can bring heaven down to earth. I thank you that we can have our minds renewed on you. And we can go forward in you. And bless us as we do go forward to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Bye. Y'all have a good day.
Mm-hmm. All right.